Blog Talk Radio. Okay.
Joy in my soul, God is in. You say you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, you can't have
blue.
Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, this a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
To Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ministers, to the evangelists, to the prophets, to the deacons, mothers, youth, intercessors, to the men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from out of the muck and the miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. Let us come boldly before the throne of God this morning, giving him the praise, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him all of the glory. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What a mighty God we serve on this morning. You see, it was God this morning that woke us up and started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Oh, blessed be your name. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, only him, only he could do it. Oh, yes, on today. So we thank God. We thank God on today for all of his many blessings and all of his grace and all of his mercy on this morning. when you give God all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the glory. Oh, yes. And no matter what comes or goes, God is yet on the throne, sitting high, looking low upon each and every one of us this morning. So we say hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord God, for the new day, for the new journey, for new life, for a new beginning, for being here, for doing a new thing in our life on today, Lord God. Have your way on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister. God bless you on this blessed Wednesday morning. Oh, Father God, I'm giving you the honor. Who's truly the head of my life. I give you honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, this morning. I give honor to Apostle Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Elect Barbara Smith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come to the throne this morning, God, thanking you, God, we want to thank you this morning, God, for another opportunity of life, God. We realize, God, you could have just took us on the way out in our sleep last night. Oh, but how you didn't, God. Oh, Lord, God, we come thanking you for another opportunity. Lord, God, just to praise you. Another opportunity, God, to bow down. Then, Lord, God, let you know that you are God all by yourself, that you are God in our life, all of our son, Lord, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for keeping us shield and protecting our own from through last night and up to this point, God. So we say thank you, God. We thank you for your amazing great Holy Ghost, God, for saving us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you for your salvation, God, Holy Ghost. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost, God, that you died on the Calvary, on the cross, God, your blood streaming down. So that's enough, God. Let me get up this morning and say thank you. I thank you for your salvation, Holy Ghost, and your Holy Spirit. So, Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to come in, Holy Ghost. We always invite you to come in. Have your divine way, Holy Ghost, God. Move us out the way this morning, God, and have your perfect will, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning. We declare, God, by your stripes, we are already here. No matter what circumstance it is, God, we are here, Lord of hosts, God, according to your word, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name this morning, God. We thank you for being that hard, Lord of hosts, God. Somebody's heart is broken, God, but we realize, God, you are that hard piece of God. No matter mind is short this morning, they've been having mind battle, Lord Moshe, God, up and down. God. Oh, but God, you said, Lord Moshe, you're the mind piece of God this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Lord Moshe, God. And we are about sound of the most God. I thank you this morning, God, Lord Moshe. I lift up my husband, Deacon Joe, this morning, God. I know by his strength, Lord Moshe, he's already here, God. No matter what it looks like, God, but by his strength, he's here, God. And I thank you this morning, God. I thank you for every member of ABM, Lord Moshe, Lord Moshe, God. I lift them up to you this morning, God. I lift some numbers to you this morning, God. I pray, God, strength and go more shine out of motion, God. Go more strength in the name of Jesus, out of motion, God. Oh, give the motion, lie to my son, out of motion. Line them up with your word, God. Lead them and guide them in the path of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for strength this morning. Sometimes, God, on this journey, he called about son, out of motion, God. Oh, the journey gets mighty hard, God. Oh, God, we thank you for pushing us, God. For strengthening us, Lord, oh, God. For making us and molding us, God. Yet still we stand, Lord, oh, even in the midst of the storm. Facing it head on, heart of ocean, Lord, oh, God. We thank you for your strength this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, oh, ocean, God. Let us stay focused, God. Focus on your word and let Lord Moshe on you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord Moshe, we lift up every man vessel or every woman vessel this morning, God. Man of God and a woman of God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen their heart. In the name of Jesus, God, the most high God, when they fall out, God, go back into them, God, the most high God. In the name of Jesus, God. In these last evil days, God, continue to shield and protect him, God, of that under the most high God. Give them traveling mercy, I pray this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, the most high God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the most high God. Oh, Lord, we lift up every youth that it is, God, the most high God. All over the world, God. Everywhere, God, the most high God, the most high God. Let your legions of angels, heavenly angels, continue to shield and protect them, God. Everywhere that they go, God. In the name of Jesus, even inside of their home, God. We realize, God, from time, God. Home is not home, but oh, God. We need your shield and protection in the home, God. Need you, Holy Ghost, come comfort them and feed them. Teach them and guide them, Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, God. Oh, how we can't thank you enough, huh? Even when we're going through, God, something about Jesus, oh, most son of the most, he give you a thank you in your feet, oh, most spirit. Oh, God, I thank you this morning, God, that nobody gonna have to pump me up all the last time of the most, tell me to lift my hands of the most time. Nobody don't have to pump me up this morning. The dead forget them all, say hallelujah this morning. And glory to God's name, huh? I thank you this morning, huh? Oh, God, I tell them all, say God. I break up this study, God. Begin to just get up and stand up on the side of the bed and shake yourself. And know how blessed they are. Yesterday, another day, how the most shake, God. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about faith. But we're talking about Jesus this morning, how the most shake, the most. That's enough for anybody to say thank you, Lord. Hey, glory to God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. God. Oh, God, we lift up every shedding, God, every nursing home, God, every jail cell, God, every homeless, God, every son of the God, this morning, God. Oh, God, I said this morning, God, let your perfect will be done, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep the check over their head, God. Keep their mind stayed on you, God. The ones that not saved, God, I pray this that you draw them near to you, so they come in contact with you, God. Save, deliver, and set the captive free in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today. We ask that you walk down to the heart of our side, Lord, in the hospital, God. It will say, God, that's where we need to take a trip sometime, Lord. Down on the intensive care ward, on the AIDS, God, about standing on the motion, even in the other world where kids are hungry, God, about standing on the motion. Oh, God, I pray this morning, make your people grateful, God. Let them all stand on the motion, God. Let them know how blessed they are. Oh, God, I pray, God, that we stop a moment and complain, God. Oh, yes, thank you for well as it is in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, this morning, God, my soul cries out. Oh, God, I know the most, God. I'm in a lost soul, how about standing on the motion, God? Oh, let's see, go to the motion, God. Then bound up the ears, how about the motion, God? But I say, how about the motion, God? He almost said, let my people go. Loose them in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus, God, about standing on the motion, God. All the people that have been bound, been sick so long, oh, let's stand on the motion, God. Thinking that's the way, but it's not the way. This is the way into life. He has the light of their life. If you just look around and see how blessed you are, in the name of Jesus, all of us, son of the most high God, I realize sometimes pain is looking through your face, but yet instead you're here. In the name of Jesus, he's going to most high God, we confidently stand on your word, God. We need you, the most, God. In the name of Jesus, all of us, son of the most high God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch every middle third person this morning, God. God, my son of the most, God. Your mind regulated for them too, God. We can't leave them out, God. Hey, God, my son of the most, God. Kill and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, my son of the most, oh, God, we lift the aid people. No more son of the most, God. Oh, God, I ask that the Lord most this morning, God. Heal the bodies in the name of Jesus, God. And we need to heal the body of the most, God. I pray, God. have a different outlook on life. Hallelujah, God. To go running like never before and tell the other things. Hallelujah, God. I came in contact with this man named Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He healed my body. And I got to run on. Hallelujah, God. I can't keep it to myself. I got to tell somebody else. Hallelujah, God. That's how it is. Hallelujah, God. God saved you. Heal me with the Holy Spirit. You got to run on, Hallelujah. You will tell somebody, so much joy, Hallelujah. You're praising them and running when nobody else is not behind it. So I ask you today, Hallelujah. The one that day, I'm backsliding is on Wednesday into the world. I'm backsliding to your first love. His name is Jesus, Hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray this morning, God. Have mercy, God. I have all my mind sanctified soul today. Man, I'm like, never before. I see the mind of the Moshe. Lord, I see what's going on. I see the mind of the Moshe. And Son of all, God, I give you glory this morning. I magnify your name, oh, my Son of the Moshe. God, glory be to God this morning, God. Have your way this morning, God. Touch every internet, the most caught by the Son of the Moshe. Laugh on, how the Most High, God. Laugh, God. Let the power shout up down, God. Fire in the name of Jesus, the Moshe, God. Let your tomb of fire begin to burn up on the last time of the most day. Everything is not like God in us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Lord, oh God, we give you the glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, have your way, God, oh most day, in the name of Jesus this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Something to the most day, break it. Oh most shine out of the most day, God, thank you. Jesus, thank you.
In this corporate prayer, in the name of Jesus, touch every area. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And at this time, praise God, we're going to bring in our own pastor and apostle. God bless you, Pastor.
Hey, God bless all of you. God bless you all. God bless all of you all on this morning, because he is worthy to be praised. Just take a few minutes and just thank him and worship him right there where you are, in your house, in your home. Amen. Some of you need to begin to speak to your condition, speak to your atmosphere, and begin to just worship him right there. And we want to talk to you all over the world, my God, international waters as well. Because one thing, I thank the living God that he keeps us in his perfect peace. I just want one or two of you just tap into a place with the living God where you can begin to not, my God, just hear what is coming out of the individual. You'll begin to see in the spirit and begin to take a step back, and you can begin to see the different areas in your life and the different places where you are, my God, so God could continue to enhance and God could continue to bless you. I don't know about you, but I know that there's many of you that are listening all over, ready to go into a blessed place with the living God. And I know that as many of you right now want to go into a blessed place. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, you might want to just take a few minutes and just go ahead and say, you know what, before Pastor gets started, I want to make sure my brother and sister is on this line. Some of you might need to hang up the phone right now and just go and call a brother and sister and just make sure that they are on, because it's vital and important, for we won't miss different season that comes up. We won't miss different instructions, amen, because a lot of times we go through different things and it feels though it's very difficult on what we're going through, because we have not got the memo. We have not got different instructions. We wasn't prepared. We did not get the insight before we began to engage into the things of the living God, amen. So we got to begin to engage into the different things of God. I don't want you to leave your brother or sister behind or individual behind. but we just want to get into the place of where we can engage into the things of God, because at the end of the day, I don't want you to miss your blessing. I don't want you to miss your time. I don't want you to get so caught up into yourself, get caught up in your circumstances, get caught up into everyday life, or get caught up into your feelings and your emotions, where you're going to begin to miss what God has for you. And I'm telling you right now that there is a shaking going on, and not only in the body of Christ, but in individual life. The question is, are you ready to undergo, and you ready to press through? Are you ready to go ahead and face this mountain that is in your life? Amen. And I'm telling you right now that the enemy does not want you to face it. He wants you to go ahead and be fearful, wants you to go ahead and move away from it, wants you to go ahead and run away from it. He don't want you to touch it. He wants you to go ahead and lean into it. He wants you to go ahead and dwell with it, walk with it. But I know that the prayers of the righteous avail much. And I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, is there anybody here ready to live a blessed life, ready to live a life that is much more, it's more than enough, ready to experience the press down, shaking together, and running over? If that's you, I'm telling you right now, you go ahead and take a few minutes and go ahead and give God a praise. Thank God for what he is doing. Thank God how he done brought you. Thank God for where he's taking you. Thank God for where he's finna get ready to bring you into. My God Almighty. And I know that the Spirit of the living God is ready to bring you into a place and bring you into an area that God has more than enough for you. And I know that the Spirit of the living God is bringing a shaking in your life. Amen. Amen. I want you to take a few minutes, my God, and I just want to have a quick 30 seconds, my God, of prayer. Praying for our brothers and sisters, my God, that their prayer life will not be shaken, that their walk with God will not be shaken, that they will not allow in, they will not engage into the things of the enemy that is in their mind, that is in their feelings. They will not begin to back off, my God, from their prayer, from worship, from consecration, from fasting. They will not back off from the things of God. Let's begin to engage into prayer that the individuals, my God, brothers and sisters, laborers or co-laborers that is in the Lord, that they will begin to engage into the labor, engage into, my God, the connections with their brothers and sisters like never before. One thing that the serpent want to do, he want to divide each and every one of you. He wants to, my God, he wants to make you feel as though that you got it going on by yourself. He wants you to feel as though that, hey, you didn't need nobody in the beginning. You didn't need this person. You didn't need that person. You don't need this situation. You can handle your things all by yourself. You can handle this all by yourself. It wants you to think that, because long as it can get you by itself, the enemy knows that it has numbers on its side. He must instruct us by how important the numbers are. One to chase 1,000, but two to put 10,000 to flight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want the numbers on my side. I want the numbers in my favor, because when the numbers are in your favor, you have a high risk chance of receiving your blessing. You have a high risk chance of receiving what God has for you. I want the numbers on my side. I don't know about you, but I just don't want favor in all in one area. I want favor all in my life as well. It could be many can have favor on their life, but guess what? It could be five. Out of that five, my God Almighty, you make six, but you don't have favor, but the other five does. No, I want to be in the number. I want to have it on my life as well. And I know that many of you right now are ready to engage and ready to have it on your life as well. And I know that God is making a turnaround right now in your life. But guess what? It's not going to be given to you. You're going to have to earn it. And that's something that we as saints of God really got to understand, that things is not given to us. We have to earn it. We have to earn respect. We have to earn the love for an individual. We have to learn the different things that comes with it. Amen? Many of those we could say it, we could talk it, but at the end of the day, can you earn it? Amen. We want the favor of God, but are you you're earning it. We want to be in our blessed season, but King, you're earning. We want, my God, God to do different things for us, but the question is, can you earn it? Are you earning what God, what the things of God that he's going to get ready to pour out? Amen. We feel, sometimes we feel as though because we don't pay the price on yesterday, today it should count for today. No, baby, it starts a new day today. What you going to do today, how you going to earn today, the seeds you're going to sow today, it going to get ready for you to manifest where you could go into your blessed place. But we are being stopped by that mountain in front of us. What is the mountain? Mountain is consist of, in the Bible, my God, it says if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can remove a mountain. It's not going about, that is a metaphor. It's not actually talking about a physical mountain. Amen. Like I stay in, my God, Georgia. Georgia, they have a mountain called Stone Mountain. That mountain right there, my God, is made out of pretty much stones. I go to that, I go over there to that location right now, and I can sit there and think all I want to think for that mountain to be moved, but my God, the likelihood of that mountain going anywhere is not known. So the Bible is using for a metaphor. What is the mountain? The mountain is consist of different levels of different, my God, different things that is consist of the issues that you are wrestling with. What are you wrestling with? What is your personality? What is the things that you're leveling with? Amen. My God, what is being added to your mountain to keep making it bigger and bigger? Amen. Are you still holding on to that past hurt? Are you still holding on what somebody else said? Are you still holding on that same old lie? Are you still, my God, holding on to, my God, your own relationship that you've been in probably 10 or 15 to 20 years? Are you still holding on to different things that is building worse than your mountain? You got to understand that mountain got big somehow. The mountain just don't start off big. It start off small. In other words, it could start off as a little pebble or rock. It could start off as a little grain of sand. But as you keep adding to it over life, my God, that we seem as though we cannot move on. We cannot get move on how somebody feels. We cannot move on our feelings. We don't have no patience. My God, what that does, that continue to build, my God, layer after layer after layer of different things that is for you going to have to face eventually that is in your life. And it gets so big to where the Bible identify it as a mountain. Who is the mountain for? No, it's not the devil, my God, giving you the mountain. It's the mountain that we are facing. What are your fears? What are your fears are? What are the different things that is stopping you from getting into a fulfillment place with the Lord? What is the thing that, my God Almighty, causing you to have a part-time relationship with the Lord other than a full-time? Amen. What is your mountain? Is your mountain consist of alcohol, drugs? What is the addiction? Is it consist of a certain type of addiction? Is it consist of a lying? Is it consist of anything, my God, things that is not of God? What is your mountain? Well, I'm sure that tell you, say so, God. I wish I could sit here and tell you that God going to bless you through your mountain. The Bible never tells me that. It says if you have faith, my God, as a grain of the mustard seed, watch this, it says if you speak to your mountain, it can be removed. Another metaphor. Amen. Other words, it's saying that any moment right now, your mountain can be removed, my God, just so easily as you speak to it. As easily you say, hey, I am blessed, I am favored, your mountain to be removed right now. And at the end of the day, if you can speak it, my God Almighty, either you can speak, you can see your mountain begin to be removed, you can see your mountain begin to get out of the way. Amen. So I want each and every one of you, my God, begin to look at your mountain. And at the end of the day, if you can have faith, faith for what? Right now, I need to have faith that, God, you can deliver me from this. I need to have faith that this is the relationship I'm in now is not my relationship in the past. I need to have faith, my God Almighty, yes, I was in lack, or yes, I was in poverty, but I'm going to have faith that I'm going to walk in prosperity. I'm going to have faith that I'm not going to throw on the tower. It seems though every time I come around to this point, every time I get to this area, that I want to get ready to throw in the tower. I want to get ready to give up. I want to get ready to quit. It seems though every time my blessings finna get ready to come around, I don't want to, I jeopardize or I sabotage what God has for me. But at the end of the day, I'm finna have faith as a grain of mustard seed that I'm finna go all the way. I got a question this morning. Are you going to go all the way? Do you have faith that you're going to go all the way? Are you going to allow that mountain to intimidate you? Are you going to allow that spirit of Goliath to intimidate you? What is the Goliath in your life? Is your Goliath is addiction? Is your Goliath in gossip? Is your Goliath in lying? Is your Goliath is not being faithful? Is your Goliath is just going in a tower and just have a spirit of a quitter? What is your Goliath? And whatever your Goliath is, you're going to have to face it. Maybe your Goliath is control. You don't want to be submissive, but you always want to be in control. And your Goliath got to teach you how to humble, how to get out of control, how to submit. Amen. What is your Goliath that you're going to have to face, my God Almighty? I'm here to tell you, just for a side note to encourage you, wherever that is a Goliath, there is a David. And I know there is a David in each and every one of you ready to face this Goliath. I know there is a David inside of you ready to kill that Goliath. It is your time. Don't go year after year anymore, month after month anymore, day after day anymore. My God, blaming on this, blaming on that, causing this, causing that. Don't be the one to jeopardize your future. Don't be the one to jeopardize your blessing. This is your season. Now you got to go and go through the mountain so you can get your harvest. Your mountain is in your way. You cannot go through it. You cannot walk around it. You cannot fly over it. You cannot dig under it. You're going to have to face your mountain. Are you ready to face your mountain? Are you ready to face your Señor? My God Almighty, y'all hear me? Are you ready to face the different things that is in your life that is causing you? I'm not talking about your neighbor, not your friends, not your brothers, not your sister, not your pastor, not your co-laborers, not your church family, not your mother. I'm not talking about that. But God is talking about you, because one thing that I realize, your pastor, your friends, your co-laborer, your partners, they cannot stop you from being blessed. You are the only one can stop you from being blessed. I know that many of you that listening right now, you're ready to walk into a blessed place. You're ready. But the same thing is, are you ready to conquer this giant? Are you ready to face your mountain? Are you ready to deal with that Goliath? Amen. Are you ready to trample over the enemy? Now it's going to be tested. Now you're going to be tested. We said it on yesterday, amen. The Lord showed me that the enemy is on a lot of your trail. He's on your path. How do I know that? If you're slacking up in prayer, you're slacking up in worship, you're not consecrating, you're not fasting like you used to, you're more into your feelings, you're more into the problems, you're more into the situation, you're more into different things that is not of God, baby, you better believe that the enemy is on your trail. And what he's trying to do, he got to slow you up, and the only way he could slow you up or slow you down, he got to get in your trail. He got to get in your stuff. He got to get in your junk with the truck. He got to get in it to slow you down. Otherwise, other than he ain't going to be able to find you if he wasn't on your trail. He ain't going to be able to get a close-up on you because he's not on your trail. You don't need to begin to make some separation between you and the enemy. The enemy going to stay on your trail. You got to begin to put that bottle down, put these things down, engage into prayer, put your feelings to the side, put your emotions to the side, and at the end of the day to understand that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't been through the stealing, my God. He don't been through the stealing stage with you. He don't steal many of you joy. He don't steal many of you peace. He don't steal many of you finances. He don't steal many of you your blessings.
blesses. Amen. He done stole so many things of you. Then he been through the killing stage. Amen. To where you just want to throw in a towel to give up. You don't want this family no more. I don't want this child no more. I don't want this relationship no more. I can't take this church no more. I can't take this no more. So now he done came in and killed different things of you. So now he want to move to the third stage, because the third stage is going to prevent you from receiving what God has for you. What is it? Destroy you. He want to destroy you. He want to destroy everything about you. He want to destroy your life. He want to destroy your mind. He want to destroy your walk. He want to destroy everything that God has for you. He want to destroy you. Are you going to allow the enemy to win? It's something how, by God Almighty, we could take a stand against people. It's something how we feel as though somebody is looking at us funny. Somebody got something to say about us. It's something how we could go and confront everybody else, but we cannot confront the adversary that is trying to destroy us. We cannot confront, my God, the adversary that bringing false emotion, false perception in our eye. Are we going to take a stand for we can get ready to receive our harvest, but we can get ready to receive our blessing? Where are you at, sense of God? Are you causing some distance between you and our adversary? Are you going to lay down and allow the adversary to catch you? Allow him to put a lasso rope around you and drag you in, drag you in. Some of you need to take a stand in your house right now. Cut that rope. Begin to go up in the spirit and bring some distance between you and the devil, because this is your time and in your season. This is your blessed place. And are you ready, am I God Almighty, to receive? Are you ready to take on that Goliath? Are you ready to speak to that mountain so that mountain can get out of your way? Are you ready to chop this wall down, to trample over this wall? Are you ready to look the enemy in his face and tell the enemy, it will not be so? It will not work. I am favored. I am blessed. I am more than a conqueror. God called me blessed. I shall walk into the blessings of the Lord. My prayer life is not going to decrease, but I'm going to increase. I'm going to keep fasting. I'm going to keep consecrating. I'm going to pray to something happen, because something got to give. Are you ready to walk into your blessed place and in your blessed time? My God Almighty, I think I'm yelling more than I'm in an amen in the spirit. Are you ready to go to the conquer all of the different things, my God, that God has for you in your life? What is your Goliath? What is your giant? What is the thing that you got to overcome and that you got to conquer? What is what you have to face? At the end of the day, sisters and brothers, peoples of God, if you don't never face it, my God Almighty, you will never reach that land that God promised for you. You got to begin to face it. It's time for your last thrust. It's time for your last crossover. It's time for your last push. It's time for you to get into a place or position, into a realm that the vulture of the eat, my God, the vultures cannot find you. The enemy cannot find you. It's time for you to get into that place. But the question is, are you ready to face your Goliath? Are you ready to face that mountain that's been blocking you time after time, year after year, month after month, relationship after relationship? It's time for you to bust through the mountain, face it, go through it, and understand that the faith that you have, they're going to see you through. We are overcomers. You are overcomers. But it's time for us to bring that mountain. Saints of God, the enemy is upon a lot of you, trying to get up on a lot of your trails, trying to pull you backwards. The question is, are you going to allow him? Are you going to allow him to pull you back to a place that where you have you came from? Pull you back into a place where you're slacking off. Pull you back into the place where you're not engaging like you used to. Pull you back into a place, my God Almighty. Don't allow the craftiness of the enemy and his same old gimmicks and his same old tricks keep pulling you backwards. It's the same old trick. It's the same old gimmick. He just used different partners, my God, to bring the same old stuff. Take a stand where you can walk in your blessed place. I cannot tell you, I cannot prophesy, I cannot prophesize it to you. I cannot give it to you. That's a place that God got to give you access. That's your place of access. You cannot sow your way into it. That's a place where God got to grant you. The heavens got to give you grant. My God, got to honor you, got to honor your request for you can walk in it. And I know one thing, that you're going to have to face your Goliath. You're going to have to face your mountain. And when you face your mountain and face your Goliath, you can be able to go in and you can be able to grant access. The spirit of the Lord, it doesn't have a pity party. It doesn't have a party. Say, well, Lord, you know. Well, Lord, you understand. Well, Lord, you did. Oh, no, no, no. God understand. You get the characteristics of the Holy Ghost, Jesus, and God and stuff. God understand what he released in the atmosphere. God understand the structure that he got, that he set forth in the atmosphere. Walk by faith and not by sight. And say, so God, let's begin to engage into the things of God. Don't go into this place in this mentality that I got it. I need this. I need that. Maybe that's the adversary is on your trail, and he's sifting you out to get ready to overtake you, to get ready to conquer you. He's sifting you out. When he want to take you on a journey all by yourself, he's sifting you out to overtake you. That's the enemy. And don't allow him to dwell in your feelings, in your emotions, because at the end of the day, he's trying to destroy you and destroy every plan and purpose that God has for you. There's so many people leaving this earth today not fulfilling their destiny that God has for them. And some, they took the wrong path, and they have not fulfilled their purpose. They have not got their blessing in life. I want to enjoy the blessings that God has for us on this earth. I know we're going to enjoy it in heaven, but well, I cannot have it before I leave out of here. You can have it. You don't have to live paycheck to paycheck, bill to bill, money to money, or coin to coin. You can have more than enough. It ain't your job to try to see it. It's your job to see God, not to see what you have, not you seeing what you're coming through. It's your job to be faithful to God. And when you be faithful to God, you'll see God come in to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all things. Families and friends, let's begin to engage. Let's begin to be ministers of the gospel. Let's begin to call each other. Let's begin to minister the word of the Lord. Let's begin to tell sisters and brothers, say, you're not praying like you used to. You're not fasting. You're not in your word like you used to. I'm hearing a different talk than I used to hear from you. I'm not hearing that talk of that believed person. That person have that strong belief. That person have that strong stand. Let's be accountable to each other. And as we be accountable to each other, because it's going to be a time to where I need somebody, my God, to help me accountable so I can get to my blessed place. Let's sow these seeds so we can begin to engage and go through this mountain and begin to face this Goliath. And this Goliath is in our life. It's the Goliath that these issues that is within us. What is your Goliath? And it's time for you to face the Goliath if you want to take a seat at the king table. David didn't take a seat at the king table. He had to go through Goliath before he could take a seat at his position. If you want your royalty position, it's time for you to face your Goliath. It's time for you to face that mountain. No more going around it. You keep going around, my God, you're going to have to come right back to the beginning point and reface that mountain. Let's go through it. And at the end of the day, you're going to find out it wasn't so bad after all, because God been with me. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless all of you, Mother Jackson. I thank God for each and every one of you. Saints of God, let's begin to face this mountain. Let's deal with this Goliath, and let's put some distance between us and the adversary. Understand this, you're troubleshooting your spiritual life. If you're not praying like you used to, you're not in worship, you're not on fire, you're not engaged into the Holy Ghost like you once was, the enemy is on your trail, and he's trying to put out your fire. I'm telling you right now, it's time for you to get some distance between you and that enemy. Begin to fast, pray, begin to push, my God, into prayer like you never pushed before, for you could get some distance between you and that adversary, for you could continue to reign and engage into the things of the Lord Almighty. God bless you all once again. I thank God for you all. Amen. Let's call somebody. Let's stay on our job as ministers and disciples as God. Don't allow it to go out. Don't keep it to yourself. My God, begin to minister to somebody. Find a brother or sister and begin to uplift their spirit and let them know you can make it. I want to help you to run. I want to help you to get some distance between you and the adversary, but we can begin to reign into the things of the living God. I want to help you to take out that Goliath. I want to help you to go through that mountain. Amen. Because when it's my time, I need you by my side. God bless each and every one of you once again. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. With that rich, rich word, amen, of prophecy. Amen.
Amen.
Face our mountains. Face it.
Yes.
On today, let's do that. Thanks. Let's do it.
Amen.
And as we face our mountains, let's press into God. And you come on back tonight at 7 p.m. while old Mother Helen is going to come and continue to break the bread of life with us. God bless you. May Helen smile upon you. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord.